Podcast, Midweek Edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
Missy.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One in 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. They're odds against.
Love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes, listen on Audio Boom, or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Yes, hello everybody. Welcome along to the midweek edition of The Punt podcast here at William Hill. We've got FA Cup football to look forward to this midweek. FA Cup fourth round replays to be precise. My name is Mark Walton, joined in the studio by Sam Norris. How are you, Sam?
Very good, Mark. How are you?
Very good indeed. Well, as long as you talk about my team, we're very good.
No, we can talk about my team, though.
Yeah, no, we won't.
Okay.
This is the Top Flight Football podcast here at William Hill. FA Cup football to look forward to this week. Sam, before we get stuck into that, let's have a little bit of a glance back at the weekend in the Premier League, because the title race is back on. It's only 13 points now between Manchester City and Manchester United. City only good enough for a draw at the weekend against Burnley. Although Burnley outplayed largely for that game and managed to nick a draw, Manchester United were victorious. They beat Huddersfield 2-0. So the gap has closed ever so slightly at the top of the Premier League.
It has, and poor Pep Guardiola as well, who could only field a mere six substitutes for that match against Burnley. When is he going to get the backing from the board? When are they going to spend some money on some players, this club?
Scandalous.
I know. That rather annoyed me. Would have been a great opportunity for an academy player to gain a bit of match experience.
I was going to say, why has Pep done that? Why hasn't he just brought an academy player in? Is he trying to prove a point? Is he trying to answer back the critics that say he's bought the Premier League kind of thing? Or?
I don't know, really. I think it's... Whatever his reasoning behind it is, I think it's petty, because you don't have to play the academy player, but he'll be in and around the match day squad, sitting on the bench next to some top names in world football. They've spent millions and millions on that academy. They've definitely got a player in the club that could have sat on the bench that weekend. So, that was a minor irritant, but got a point against Burnley. Ultimately, it probably won't matter in the long run. Manchester United, a little bit laboured in getting the victory over Huddersfield. They were never really troubled by Huddersfield, but didn't really beat them with the kind of aplomb that some teams around them would do. The Liverpool-Spurs game was obviously the match of the weekend on Sunday. It's been marred a little bit by John Moss's conversation with his linesman over the penalty and some controversial decisions which went against Liverpool. I think a draw probably, though, was kind of a fair result, even though Liverpool fans will probably completely disagree with that, given that they didn't get the rub of the green. But it was a great match, really good advert for the game, as they say, good advert for the Premier League. And that was by far and away the game of the weekend to me. But I think for me, more so than that being a good game, it sort of exposed why those two aren't genuine title candidates, why they're just top four sides at the moment. Neither or both have still got a little bit of work to do before they can be considered genuine Premier League candidates. But it was an enthralling game nonetheless.
It was. It keeps Liverpool in third position, with Tottenham in fifth. Not much between those, 51 versus 49 points. In the table, Chelsea between those two in fourth. They play Monday night, of course, so they can go up to third with a victory. Good result for Arsenal at the weekend as well, and Arsenal fans will be pretty happy, I suppose, with their new signings. Aubameyang on the score sheet with a lovely finish, linked up really well with Mkhitaryan as well. It all looks pretty good after that for Arsenal going forward.
Yeah, I think something like 51 goals and 39 assists between them the last season they played together at Borussia Dortmund. Mkhitaryan got a hat-trick of assists on the day as well in that 5-1 victory against Everton. Aubameyang off the mark. The goal was offside, but it doesn't make a difference to the finish. It was a really well-taken goal. And of course, he scored a hat-trick, but no one's really talking about him. Aaron Ramsey as well had a superb game. You worry a little bit with Everton, because they played very, very poorly in that match. I don't think they'll be sucked into trouble just because there are loads and loads of bad teams in the league this year, 7 points separating 11th down to bottom of the league. But they picked them in form a little bit when Sam Allardyce took over, but have sort of tailed off again now, Everton. And that was a poor performance of the weekend for as good as Arsenal were, but that'll be a much-needed 3 points and a much-needed big performance for Arsenal as well. But I think, I mean, there's only a 4-point difference, and Arsenal play Spurs at the weekend. If they win that, then it's game on again. But realistically, I can't see them making the top five.
What about the bottom end of the table then? Because it's very, very tight down there. West Brom, a little bit cast adrift, I suppose, on 20 points after losing again at the weekend. They lost to Southampton. Huddersfield then 19th on 24 points, but they can go all the way up to 11th place. Watford, who are on 27. There's not much in it in the bottom half of the table pretty much throughout.
Yeah, you can't rule any side in the bottom half of the table out of it, really. West Brom have rolled the dice somewhat by bringing in Daniel Sturridge. Obviously, it goes without saying, if he can recapture his best form, then it's an excellent signing on loan. But if not, you do worry for them. And he's not really a player that offers you a great deal aside from goals and stuff. So if he isn't scoring, I'm not too sure what exactly he's going to be bringing to that West Brom side. So are they looking trouble? I still think Swansea might go. I could just see Stoke grinding out enough points to be safe. They're currently in 18th. I think if I had to pick a bottom three at this stage, it would be West Brom, Huddersfield and Swansea. And as a Wolves fan, I'd love to see West Brom get relegated.
Fair enough. Yes, Southampton climbing out of the relegation trouble, beating West Brom at the weekend. Huddersfield and Stoke moving down a place or two. I'm not sure about Swansea going down. We'll talk about Swansea in a little bit more detail in a moment or two.
I think we might see something similar to what we just mentioned a few moments ago with Everton. Yes, they've picked up massively since Carlos Carvajal has come in. But I think they could plateau again. And it's just more out of... I see the teams above them just picking up enough points, and Stoke, who are below them, I just see them grinding out enough points. I still fear for Swansea, albeit their form has taken a massive upswing since Carvajal has been appointed. They've got the confidence there, but obviously they've had two big injuries this week. Leroy Fer and Wilfred Burney both out for the season.
Yeah, it's bigger.
I've just got a feeling it'll tail off again for Swansea. I mean, at this point, just purely based on the form, then you say that they'd be safe, but I could see it unravelling for them. And even with that upsurge of form, they're only out of the goal, they're only out of the relegation zone rather on goal difference at this stage. It is so tight down there, and you wouldn't want to be too dogmatic with any predictions at this stage. It's still very much three from nine teams that realistically, genuinely could go down still.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. That's the Premier League then, just a little bit of a recap of what happened this weekend. Let's get stuck into the live matches that are taking place this week. We've got two FA Cup fourth round replays on the telly box, and we're going to look at Swansea against Notts County first of all. A 8:05 kickoff on Tuesday evening at the Liberty. Swansea 1-2, the draw 3-1, Notts County are 6-1. Swansea, a remarkable transformation under Carlos Carvajal, as you already mentioned on this podcast. Now 7 games unbeaten following that draw at the weekend. Notts County sit third in League 2. Only 1 win in 5 for them, though, so whilst they're at the top end of the division, they have had a little bit of a wobble of late. It was 1-1 in the first meeting. But you mentioned big injury problems there for Swansea. No, Burney and...
Leroy Fer.
Leroy Fer, that's the chap. Which is you know, a big blow for them. They need to worry about staying up in the Premier League rather than getting an FA Cup run, so... What do you really make of this? Is this a distraction that Swansea don't want? Is it a chance for Notts County to pull off the upset? What do you make of it?
Well, as you say, I mean, both sides are likely to have at least one eye on the league. It's very, very congested at the bottom of the Premier League, as everybody knows. So Swansea, that has to remain the main focus for them. But Notts County, as you mentioned, they've got league aspirations as well. Luton are just beginning to pull away at the top of League Two. But then in behind Luton, it's almost similar to the bottom of the Premier League, in that there's a real scrap on for those other two automatic promotion places. There's, I think, that's 6 teams covered by just a few points, all the way down to Lincoln in 9th place. From Wickham in 2nd down to Lincoln in 9th, there is only 6 points that cover those teams. Notts County currently 3rd, they're in an automatic promotion spot, but they've very much got league aspirations as well. Albeit they'll of course be bang up for this, the chance to cause an upset, going to a Premier League ground looking to take the scalp of Swansea. But I think one eye will definitely be on the league for both of these sides. As you mentioned there, Leroy Fer and Wilfred Boney both suffering season-ending injuries this week. That's likely to dampen the morale. And as much as Swansea do need to focus on the Premier League, winning breeds more winning, doesn't it? And it's good to keep the confidence up, particularly for a side where, when Carvajal took over, the confidence was very low. And you just wonder whether the morale in the camp is still a little bit fragile. Could it all be shattered again if they were to suffer an FA Cup defeat at the hands of what inferior on paper opposition in the shape of Notts County? I do think Swansea will probably win this game. They're 1-2 in the betting, 6-1 for Notts County, 3-1 the draw. I could see Swansea winning it, it's, we wouldn't be a sort of handicap project for me. I wouldn't want to back them at 1-2, but I also wouldn't want to bet them to absolutely annihilate Notts County here. So there are a couple of bets that kind of interested me. I give Notts County a little bit of a squeak. I can certainly see them scoring, but their away form isn't exactly sparkling, and that's in League 2, so this is a different kettle of fish entirely. They've won just 2 of their last 11 on the road. They've only kept one clean sheet during that process. They are scoring goals, though, away from home. They've hit the back of the net in 9 of those 11 games. So, scored in 9 of their last 11 away from home, but only kept one clean sheet. And you'd expect Swansea, obviously, to have a good chance of scoring here. So, I wondered if both teams to score maybe comes into it. It's 23-10 for Swansea to win and both teams to score, which does look okay. I definitely give Notts County a chance of getting on the score sheet here, and I'm looking for a pro-Swansea bet away from the outrights and away from the handicaps. But I think I'd probably just settle on Swansea to win the game in over 2.5 goals. That's 21-20. I think that gives a nicer way in than perhaps handicaps, because I'm not exactly sure that they batter Notts County here. And as much as I could see Notts County scoring, I'd hate Swansea to win 3-0 and you miss out on that potentially. So Swansea to win over 2.5 goals would be the play for me. We couldn't really leave this game without mentioning John Stead either, who's scored in every round of the competition so far for Notts County. They've played 4 games in the FA Cup this year. John Stead's been on the score sheets in every single one, including the equaliser in the original match when these two sides met. He's 11-4 any time if you fancy him to keep up that good scoring run. As I say, I wouldn't be that surprised if Notts County get on the score sheet here. So if you wanted to back John Stead to score any time, he's 11-4, which isn't a bet that I hate here, to be honest, but I want to be with Swansea. Don't really like the handicaps, don't really like the outright, so Swansea over 2.5 probably looked the best way in for me.
Okay, Swansea to get the job done then, pretty much there. John Stead, by the way, is subject to one of the enhanced odds offers market here. John Stead to score and Notts County to win in 90 minutes, that was 10-1. It's been pushed out to 14-1, so a big price there if you fancy Notts County to spring the upset and John Stead to continue his goal-scoring form in the FA Cup. If you fancy Swansea, on the flip side of that, we do have Jordan Ayew to score in a Swansea win in 90 minutes, 13-10. What was the price? It's now 6-4. So do have a look at those for a bit of extra value if you would like. But we're going to move on now to the second match that we preview here. It's on Wednesday evening from Wembley. Tottenham Hotspur take on Newport County. Spurs 1-10 in the betting. The draw rate to 1. Newport are 22-1. Spurs, we know plenty about Spurs, don't we? A crazy 2-2 draw with Liverpool at the weekend. That makes it 10 without defeat for them. They've only lost once, in fact, in their last 15 matches. That was against Man City, so you can kind of not so much excuse it, but understand it. Whereas Newport lost to Colchester at the weekend. I think that's back-to-back defeats for them now. I know they were 1-1 in this game in the first meeting between the two, and it was only a late Harry Kane equaliser that halted the dream, if you like, and previously beat the mighty Leeds United in the round prior. But as the betting suggests there, 22-1 Newport, it would be a real big surprise if they can go to Wembley and cause the giant killing.
Yeah, it looks much more clear-cut than some of the other games that we've got coming up in the FA Cup this week. The golfing class between the two sides is reflected in the price. Spurs 1-10. They were 1-9 when I looked at this match just a couple of hours ago, so people perhaps not even being put off by that skinny price, still coming for them at 9s on. They're now 10s on for this match, and they should realistically progress with a bit of ease. They were very flat in the original game for this one, and that wasn't a bad Spurs team that went out, actually. Pochettino's taking this competition fairly seriously in terms of team selections. I mean, Vertonghen, Trippier, Dembele, Wanyama, Dier and Kane all started in that match, the first match between these two. Dele Alli and Son both came on from the bench. So it was a strong side that went to Newport, and as you say, needed to be rescued in a way by a late Harry Kane goal to force this replay. It's good that Pochettino's taking the competition seriously. I think, obviously, for as good as Spurs have been over the last few seasons, they're going to have to win something at some point. And this obviously looks an excellent opportunity. So I think he will be keen to take it seriously. But that being said, you look at Spurs' upcoming fixtures. They've got the North London Derby 12:30 kickoff on Saturday. Then a trip to Turin next week to take on Juventus in the Champions League. So as much as I think he does want to take this competition seriously, Pochettino, I think he's going to have to realise that he can't play a team as strong as the one that turned up against Newport in the original fixture. So I think it will actually be a weaker Spurs side than we saw in the first game, and that pretty decent Spurs side could only get a 1-1 draw. So you never know here, but That being said, I still think a weakened Spurs side should probably have enough to progress. You look at some of the players that could potentially come in as well. Toby Alderweireld's been back in training this week. This could be an excellent opportunity for him to get some game time, get up to speed ahead of a couple of important fixtures they've got coming up. Lucas Moura came in from PSG, a $23 million acquisition in January. He could play in this game as well. So even a weakened Spurs side here should probably be too good for Newport. Newport have actually been okay in general on the road this season. They got the sixth best away record in a League Two. But their recent away form has disappointed a little bit. Just one win from the last five on the road and two defeats in the last two matches since they met Spurs, losing to Lincoln and Colchester away from home. I don't really give them much of a chance here. You're sort of looking again at how do you extract the value out of Spurs. They're 1-10 in the outright betting. You have to go to minus two goals on the handicaps to get anywhere near even money. I mean, that's 3-4. Minus a goal is 1-4. That's skinny enough. Minus three at 19-10. I'm not wholly convinced that they're going to win by four goals here. So I'd maybe have to leave that one alone as well. It's not the biggest price in the world, but Spurs to win to nil is 6-10. As I mentioned, if Toby Alderweireld does play in this match, and I expect him to just to get back up to speed, if he's fit, of course, for this match, then he could dominate defensively. I could see them shutting out Newport. 6-10, you're not going to get rich backing it, but I think Spurs to win to nil. It's obviously a significant boost from the 1-10 outright, because I just don't really give Newport much of a chance here. I think it could be a massive positive as well for Spurs playing here at Wembley. I think the Wembley pitch is likely to suit Spurs much more than the pitch in the original game. It's obviously bigger, wider, it's a slicker playing surface, it's quicker, much different to the pitches that Newport are accustomed to. And I think Spurs did struggle in the conditions a little bit in the original game as well. So I think the style of football they try and play will be very much aided by being back at Wembley. See Spurs winning, and I think they keep Newport out as well. So 6-10 for Spurs to win to nil in a game where they are eye-wateringly short, and it was hard to get too much value out of them. Obviously, in terms of any time goal scores and stuff, team news is massively important. I think Fernando Llorente is guaranteed to start, but even he's 11-20 in the betting. So I'd probably wait for the team news to be announced, and then maybe back a midfielder, because whoever does start up top for Spurs is going to be very, very short. But team news will be interesting. So I think Pochettino wants to take the competition seriously. He wants to try and play strong sides. But with Arsenal and Juventus to come in the next few days, I'm not sure quite how strong he can realistically go here. So I'll go for Spurs to win to nil, 6-10. Not the biggest price in the world, but that might serve as a bit of interest in this one.
Fair enough. That's the two live games then. You can watch them on the necessary channels that they're on, but you can also watch them on the William Hill website as well. Both of these FA Cup games available on the William Hill website. Thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you, Mark.
Good luck with those matches and enjoy it this midweek.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.